Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Oh, you know what? already, it's Friday, I'm already getting my nuts crushed right now. I'm getting my nuts busted within right now. People breaking my fucking balls. Anyways, yeah, this is the show where we give you your 9/11 conspiracy news without asking you for the billions of dollars. You know what? I'm going to have a money bomb. Fuck it. Everyone else is having a money bomb. You know what? I need a $20. I need 20 bucks right now. So I'm going to have a $20 money bomb. Happy birthday, Paul. So, man. Anyways, I'm going to be calling Maggot. He's going to be doing a show today. But I wanted to talk about this news article that I ran into. Yeah, it's old news. Probably you heard about it. But I just found it, and I thought it was fucking hilarious. Anyways, black people must leave New Jersey Walmart. Announcer says, blacks must leave store. New Jersey Walmart announcer says upsetting customers. Company investigates. A Walmart store announcement ordering black people to leave brought chagrin and apologies Wednesday from leaders of the company, which has built a fragile trust among minority communities.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now.
All right. Well, it is what it is. A male voice came over the public address system Sunday evening at a store in Washington Township in southern New Jersey and calmly announced, attention Walmart customers, all black people leave the store now. I mean, I don't understand why people are so upset. It's like, look, all jigaboos must leave. Oh, man. You know, it's not like saying, yeah, attention Walmart shoppers, all jigaboos must get the hell out the store. I mean, seriously, actually, hold on. I mean, there probably is a good reason why they said that. There were a lot of black people at this one Walmart store, and it was actually numbering
50 million blacks.
Damn, that's a lot of niggas.
It is.
Attention, Walmart customers, all black people leave the store now.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, but shoppers in the store at the time said the manager quickly got on the public address system and apologized for the remark. Sorry, niggas. And while it was unclear whether a rogue patron or an employee was responsible for the comment, many customers expressed their anger to store management. Oh, shit. Oh, this is fucking great. I can't, yo, why? Seriously, I would... Oh, man. Alrighty, Maggot wants to come on the line. Let me get Maggot in his Juice Run the Media debut. I don't know if I'm allowed Yes. Maggot.
Oh, yes.
Yes, why don't you shut off the stream?
Yeah, like, most voices there, motherfucker. What the hell are you playing at?
Yeah, what?
You got, like, echoing voices. That's cool.
That's you.
I wish I could have. That's you.
That's you. That's you in your fucking backwoods country. Damn near third world country having ass. I swear to God, do you have, like, a camera inside your toilet? For your safety?
I know.
This is your 20th shit.
Shit,
you now you're getting free friction chips. Hello? What the hell? Everything just went quiet now. That's you. Holy crap.
I am very sorry.
Okay. something happened. Anyways, yeah, there was a Walmart. I don't know if you heard, there was a Walmart in Jersey.
I know, we got a major echo. Got a major echo in there.
Is there an echo? Why don't you shut off the stream?
What in the hell is that? It's like, I'm very sorry. Hey.
You're listening to the fucking stream, aren't
you? What the fuck is that? You got like, we got David Icke on the phone. Icke.
Holy shit, you're listening. He's listening to the stream. No, the echo is not in the stream. He's actually listening to me on fucking delay instead of talking to me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, where are you listening? Just shut off the damn player.
Yeah. But I got Skype. I'll close everything down. I'll restart Skype, and I'll like speak to. Oh, okay. Shit! Is that fucking like the greatest hits of Maggot? Yeah.
I'm gonna punch you in your fucking balls.
Punch me in your fucking balls.
Oh, God. Now you hear it. Okay, very good.
Can you hear that?
God damn it! What is this? What is this deformed radio? Hold on, it's.
I'll be back in a second.
Yeah. God damn. The unprofessionalism. What the fuck you think this is? Deformed radio?
Back in a second. Thanks.
Welcome to the roundtable. Yeah. All black people must leave Walmart now. God damn. Anyways, let me play this. Did I play this thing already? Hold on. Let me play this here.
It was the quietest I ever heard of Walmart. I could not believe it. Tracy Jenkins and fellow Walmart shoppers could not believe their ears Sunday night.
Attention, Walmart customers, all black people leave the store now. To my shock.
To my
and
shock.
Just total disgust.
Oh, angry really? Is an understatement.
Really? Renetta Durazio's 6-year-old daughter Jasmine was one of hundreds inside the store when someone, whether a customer or an employee, got hold of the store's intercom system and advised black people to leave.
The apology took a long time and a lot of pushing from the guest, saying, what are you going to do? Is this okay? Is this what you tolerate?
This is something that happened that left a...
Man, shut up.
Part of this community scared.
If it were a prank, there's only one person laughing, and it's certainly not us. If it's a employee of Walmart, obviously, I believe that takes it to another level. And that's something definitely the corporate officers have to review their policies and their procedures.
Walmart released a statement that reads in part, "We're as appalled by this as anyone. Clearly, this is unacceptable. We are currently reviewing our systems to prevent this from happening in the future."
I teach my children about tolerance, acceptance, and diversity. So for me now to explain to them why someone would make such a disgusting comment about black people, I'm just not prepared to do that.
Fucking Wanda.
50 million blacks.
Damn, that's a lot of niggas.
Wow, that must be a really big Walmart. So yeah, we got Maggot here. He's going to be doing the, he's going to be doing the show here on Juice Run the Media. Let me add this picky cunt to the, you dumb tit, you don't know how to use the damn Skype?
Hello.
Stop listening to the stream, you stream, you cunt.
Oh. I got fucking ghosts chasing after me. I got ghosts chasing after me.
Are you sure you're English? Because you're acting more like a Scot.
Yeah, fucking hell, that's not me. Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, you fucking drunk bastard.
I sound so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have,
we that actually... sounds so good.
Oh, God, we got Maggot, also known as the annoying devil from Balls of Steel.
Yeah, wait for him to get over it. I know. Wait for him to get over it.
Yeah. We don't sound like this dappy bastard, says Rico. Oh, please, get this pikey off the air. What the hell is a pikey?
It's almost up to me.
Oh, I hate this fucking delay. So, anyways, yeah. So, yeah, we got... This actually made me laugh. This happened back in March. And, you know, this is a prank that I always wanted to pull. Like, go to, like, one of these department stores, pick up the thing, and go, "Kill Whitey!"
Sorry.
And then... either that, or be like, "Attention, we have 50% off. All blacks in the store get 75% off." And then that's when racism is acceptable, right? But somebody just says blacks, not niggers, not coons, not jigaboos, which would have been more hilarious if you ask me. And should have been taken as a joke.
Shamon.
Oh my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, all these people get pissed off, and you know what it is?
They were heavily into black magic.
Yes, African American magic.
You love the Tim Refat.
Oh, Tim Refat is a fucking genius. He's
one of my bitches.
He's a comedic genius, and he doesn't even know it.
Never heard any black magic.
Yes. So anyways, you're going to be doing a show here soon. What are you going to talk about? Actually, if you guys want to call in, it's Crutch Shot Radio on Skype. So, yeah, add me and you could come on and, cuss this jigaboo out I have right here on air. And apparently there's a freaking lag in time because, you know, he's either responding to me or he's still listening to the fucking stream. So, God, I'm starting to feel like fucking Randy Quaid with him on here. Anyways, yeah, so I really got nothing planned. It was just this funny story in
Yeah, am I here?
Yeah.
Woo, Shimon. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I know, it's not...
Oh, you're screwed now, bro. We got DJ Mitten.
Shimon, sorry about that. It's so embarrassing. Yeah, no, fucking, like, repeating line. Yes.
Yes. Rico!
Tell me about it, motherfucker. Is that me?
Oh, God, what the fuck did I do? Anyway, we got Rico on here. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yes, I know I am so amazing that you can have a copy of everything I say.
Are you drunk?
What did you do wrong?
Alright. Yo, we got Rico. Rico, say something. How the hell does he want to come? He wants to come on and he doesn't say nothing. Let me see. Let me try calling him back again. You're just... Wow. He's an ex-pirate. So,
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm alright. Finally got it working.
Jesus Christ! So, what do you want to add?
We English don't sound like that, cunt.
Oh. Okay. What do you have to say to that, maggot? Apparently, nothing.
He's a country bumpkin.
So, where are you from, Rico?
London.
You're from London?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? The south side?
West side.
West side? Oh. How gangster are you right now? You're calling him a cunt.
That needs to be gangster to call him a cunt?
You I guess. Cunt. So, oh man, okay,
Maggot's gone for a wank.
Yeah, well, isn't that what all you guys do?
No.
It's like, I mean, I you know, you guys are really weird with the porn. You guys like your granny porn.
What okay. The fuck?
I don't get it either. It's like, oh, well, she's over 80, doesn't matter. She's pretty fit. For what? She got wrinkles.
Trying to talk to man.
That's what I heard. You guys like grandmothers.
Fuck that, man.
What's that about? I mean, just ask me that. I mean, you guys are pretty kinky, and you guys don't just do just like regular crap. You guys do, you know. I from what anal? I heard, nah. Well, anal. That's just normal. No, I heard you guys involve goats and shit, like women ain't enough over there. It's like, damn, how old? That's when you know a country is, like, too old.
Well, that's the Welsh people. Call them the sheep checkers.
Is Maggot still there?
I don't know.
He called you a cunt and a country bumpkin. What do you have to say to that?
Nothing.
I tell you what, I like. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, I'm still here. Jeeves.
Yes. Yes.
Bring me a crumpet. Some tea and crumpet, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, BBC 69.
God damn it.
This ain't the Graham Norton show, people. Fucking start doing something entertaining, please. Thank you.
No, I'll show you my cup later.
No, thank you. I don't need to see that. Wait a minute. Does cock mean the same thing over there than it does over here?
If you mean penis, yes, it does.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then, no, I don't want to see that.
Am I still here?
Yes, you're still here, and you haven't responded to this man's attacks on your character, sir.
It's a fucking echo chamber. It's an echo chamber here. No,
oh, God.
You don't want to see that.
What? This is horrible.
You should have me on your show instead of him, man. Come on.
Well, are you going to be doing a show here soon?
Well, if you want me to.
Am I still here now?
Oh, man.
Oh, see what I mean?
I know, it's annoying.
What the fuck is going on here?
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people leave the store now.
Yes.
Immediately
get the fuck out.
Fucking hell.
You're playing my fucking theme music.
I wonder why. How apt is that?
Oh, God.
Now!
Go ahead, get him!
Ash your bow!
Oh God! Sometimes I agree with the 7/7 bombings.
Hey, that was done on my birthday, you bastard!
Oh. Oh, why couldn't both you guys be in them fucking tunnels? Jesus.
I wish you could have, man, but you couldn't fit.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
No, I don't know what it means.
I'm still here.
Yes, what? We know you're still here. Every 5 minutes, I'm still here. Yeah, add something. Oh, don't.
I'm waiting for this thing to catch up.
Fuck.
He's on dial up, man. He's out in six.
Are you on dial up?
No, I'm on broadband.
No, I'm talking to Maggot. Oh, yeah. And honestly, I don't hear a difference between you two.
He's just slow. Must be all that crack.
You're sounding pretty tough to someone that's not face to face with him.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Are we on live now?
Oh, we've been. Oh my fucking hell! We've been on live.
Yeah. Every point.
For 23 minutes.
Actually, 23 minutes.
What does he sound like? He's wanking.
I hope he isn't. This better not. Do they have Wi-Fi in caravans?
I have no idea. I don't live in a caravan.
Fuck it. This thing is updating. Skype is updating right now. Oh, fuck me. So much for trying to do a show. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck it. Prank call show. Give me your phone numbers. I need some phone numbers. I'll even do some international. Oh, man.
Hey, Dive.
It has to cook. What?
Shaboo!
He types. It's up. This thing is updating. His Skype is updating. It has to cope with his enormous. Yeah, you know.
Yes.
And then he just screams, "Shaman."
That means it's tiny. Is he saying that it's tiny?
It's what?
It's tiny.
Okay. Are you overcompensating for a lack of endowment with a new Skype, Maggie? Is that true?
Enormous cock.
You know, this show is uncensored. What the fuck is going on here? See, this is what, you know, I was doing some research. I'm doing research for some future shows, so I kind of fucked off for this show.
Oh, shut up.
So I'm still trying to make this nice and fun and keep it nice and loose. What the fuck? No.
Hey, it's kind of funny.
I'm not calling that crazy. I need some phone numbers. God damn.
Put down.
Attention Walmart employees.
Where's Downy guy gone? The Down syndrome guy.
God damn.
There he is.
All black people must leave. Oh man, what happened? This door. Oh man.
Oh man, indeed. You might as well play the Jew song.
The West. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a side, Borat.
Are we?
Oh. Are we what?
I thought I had a Ben Hill song. Yeah. Yes! Yes, it's hilarious! Yes, it's like fucking joke.
Welcome to the round table. I got two lime bastards.
Go for it. It's fun anyway.
Got any Rothschild friends over here?
Are we having fun? Shemo, fuck off!
That's
so amazing.
Your queen's a cunt.
Yeah, she is a cunt.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but she's also elderly, so that makes her desirable, doesn't it?
Not to me.
But that's what I heard. All you British guys like old broads, like.
My queen's cunt, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and this key, actually.
Allow that granny stuff.
Oh, God.
No.
Rico, do you got any Rothschild friends?
No.
I'll answer that question with, like, the actual streaming.
Are you drunk?
No.
You must be.
It has to be.
Crack. He has to be on crystal meth.
Are you on crystal meth, Maggie?
I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, I'm drunk.
Retard. Come on.
Did you just go, Timmer?
Come on. Laka-daka?
Alright, that's Maggot. 1 to 4 every day, Monday through Friday. On Juice Run the Media. Yes. Oh, goodness. We'll be going to break, and we're going to be doing some prank calls soon after this break. Maggot, thanks for coming on.
Get Crispy on the phone.
Who?
Crispy.
All right.
I don't know, bad.
Later, Maggot. And that's that. Why you want to get Christy on the phone?
No idea.
You just want to hit on somebody.
Maybe.
Yeah. No. No. You just can't. Well, actually, yeah, we'll be right back. This is a Crotch Shot Radio Show. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, and create. All blacks leave Walmart now.
Whether you consider that torture? Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials.
Damn it, Rico, I'll call you right back.
Oh, the rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And, yeah.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people leave the store now.
Welcome to the roundtable. Anyways, yeah, wow. Today, I don't know. Oh, man. Anyways, I do have some ideas from some other shows. One of them have to work. Oh, God, I'm not batting a... hey, well, I suggested Christy. She's working out. Oh, fuck me. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me call Jabba in. Hopefully Jabba picks up. Oh, man. The shit I try to do. I'm just trying to help. Oh, pick up. So, yeah, what else we got here? I want to do some prank calls with the last 30 minutes of the show. Is he going to pick up? What? Surprise. Actually, let me see if we could get some Chinese restaurant up in here. Yeah, I'm calling the phone. What the fuck is this not... Why is this not working? It's not... Okay. Hey, we got Rico back on the phone. Hi, Rico.
Hey. Hey, dude.
Oh, you're trying to do an American voice now.
No, I can easily do that.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, what do we do?
Yeah, how's it going there, sugar tits?
Yeah, I think we made a boo-boo.
Oh, God. Why did we give the pikey 3 hours?
Hey, I didn't... Yo, you guys decided to give him 3 hours. I just said maybe we should try him out for 30 minutes.
Dude, well, as I said, it's good we gave him 3 hours because it's going to take him the first two to figure out how Skype works.
Jesus. Maybe we could switch it out. Maybe we got to find another Brit.
Yeah. There's enough of them.
Yeah, we got... They make more. Is David Tennant ain't working anymore?
Neither is David Icke.
Ah, yeah, but do you really want him?
Yeah, I mean it could be comedy if nothing else.
Yeah, call in. Well, we just call in during his broadcast and just frustrate the fuck out of him.
Tell you two jokes.
Be like, hey, David. Yes, Louis. I can't do a David Icke impression. Sorry. What's the difference between a reptilian and a pizza? A pizza doesn't yell when you put it in the oven. Welcome to the Jew table. What?
I hope the ADL is listening.
You fucked the ADL.
Exactly. Yeah. I still need to do Saul Rosenberg, call it the ADL.
Actually, this reminds me of a conversation I was having with my friend who's Jewish, Fema. He's been on the show. You know, we were at dinner. We were eating dinner, man, and at this kick-ass restaurant here in New York. And you know, I made the comment like, you know, what's the similarity between Puerto Ricans and Jews? We both enjoy a good meal. And he's like, yeah, that's true. And I'm like, why do we hate each other? He's like, we don't. I'm like, we don't? He's like, no. Oh, damn, I gotta fucking erase something off your door then. Welcome to the round table.
With the Wanda.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't, Louie.
Oh, snap.
He said my knees was ashy, so that means he's racist.
You know what? You know what, Wanda? You know when you could tell when you're talking to a fat black woman?
Wings coming out of her mouth?
Yeah, Precious shouldn't be talking because the only reason why Precious over there informed is still alive is because the KKK couldn't find a strong enough branch to hang her from.
Oh.
Yeah.
The KKK being Rev J.
Yeah, well, Rev J and Sam. I mean, look, if the freaking Ku Klux Kent Klan was offering money so that way they could live, you know they would be all up on there. Like, yeah, what power? Yeah, what power?
I heard Rev J one night had one of his boys, quote-unquote, stop by while he was on the radio, and he's, like, talking to this dude, and he's, like an MC or something, and he's like, yeah, he's got, like, a band. Well, I guess you guys don't call it a band, what is it? Hip hop guys have a black. Is it not a band? Is it a group? But yeah, he does rap and yeah. I was kind of like, dude, you're proving your Caucasianness every moment you open your mouth.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I just had a thought. Maybe Maggot is best over there.
Maybe that's how he stuck around so long. He had six other retards screaming in the background, so he just kind of mixed in.
It's like, I'm like, okay. He's either drunk, he's either, Maggot's either like a blithering idiot, or one of the brightest geniuses in the, ever.
Well, I mean,
you didn't.
Compared to Becca.
Yeah, well, I mean, Maggot's coherent only when, you know, he's not drunk.
Yeah, but Becca, you can't understand at any point.
Yeah.
And I've been to Scotland. I have mates that are Scottish. My grandmother was Scottish, and I could understand her fully, even though everything, like, she rolled her R's, like, for infinity and all that stuff. But
oh, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that too. Puerto Rican, Scott.
Ah.
But no, Becca, you just can't understand. You would have
to... Wee baby! What?
Angel! You fucking Becca!
What the fuck?
Freaking tough. You know what gets him pissed off, too? Oh, man, I would love to get him on this show and just have him talk, but just interrupt him, like, every 5 seconds. Like, what are you trying to say? Just frustrate the fuck out of him.
Can I get a translator, please?
I kept saying we need fucking subtitles for this motherfucker. Can we get a transcriber for this shit, please? Thank you.
Rico, you ever run into any Geordies?
No, fuck that. I can't understand any of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, Geordies are fucking, like, the first time I heard a Geordie, I was like, okay, if that was English, like, that's some sort of dialect I've never heard before, but, like, I can understand a Geordie, like, much easier than I can Becca.
So, Rico, are you one of those Green Street hooligans? What company are you with?
I'm not a Green Street hooligan.
You're not, you don't go punching someone in the face because somebody talks shit about your team. Manchester United are a bunch of twats. What? That's it. You gotta die now. Oh, shit.
I don't really support Man United like that. Northern bastard.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite football team? Or football?
Tottenham Hotspur.
They're cunts.
Yeah, cunts. Cunts is another good one.
Yeah, they're cunts. Your team sucks. Go pick a fight with somebody else.
Just go support the cunts, man.
Yeah, I actually saw this movie, Go Green Street Hooligans. Got the kid from fucking Elijah Wood from fucking Lord of the Rings, going around pummeling people because somebody talks shit about Manchester United.
Elijah Wood?
Yes.
No, come on, man. That's about as believable as Tom Cruise being the last samurai.
That could be what? You one day, Louis. Just a Green Street hooligan.
Nigga, I would cheat. I'd be like, oh, fuck this. Here's a grenade. fuck both of you. Nigga, I play baseball.
Oh, Americans in this sport, no one else plays.
What, Japan plays baseball? People in the Caribbean play? And really, I'm a Puerto Rican, so, you know, they don't really count me as an American.
You're American Puerto Rican.
What?
You're an American Puerto Rican.
I just happen to be a Puerto Rican living in America.
Or it could be the other way around.
An American living in Puerto Rico? No. Geographically, that would be incorrect.
No, man. Puerto Rican American.
Are you drunk too?
No.
How many Guinness cans are you down right now?
They don't
drink Guinness in the can, dude.
What the fuck? They don't drink Guinness in a can.
You don't drink Guinness in a can. You drink it in a fucking glass.
You don't drink it out of a can?
I don't drink Guinness full stop.
Okay. Do you drink Pilsner out of a boot?
No. I don't drink any beer. I drink cider.
Cider's much better.
Yeah, definitely.
All about the West Indies organic.
Can't go wrong with Shumbo.
Fuck that.
ain't no white lightning, man.
Oh no.
I absolutely have no fucking idea what you motherfuckers are talking about, but...
I didn't know you knew about white lightning, Jabba.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah, K's okay, but, not ketamine, but... Well, that's all right, too, if you want to shift dimensions.
Yeah.
Is Meow still big over there?
No, it's banned.
You gotta understand, Louie, they actually get drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. Meow's just shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, in the States, it's nothing. You guys
I seen that movie Formula 61 with Samuel L. Jackson.
I've not seen that.
It's a movie where he plays a drug chemist that he makes a drug that can't be picked up by any drug test. And it gets you fucking blitzed. God damn it. Can you do the fucking research after the show?
That's not research, that's porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The granny porn that you people are into.
You would be like our Latinos.
What?
We like Latinos.
You like Tostinos? What?
Latinos, you fool.
What, you say you cunt?
What did you say, you cunt?
Look here, you dumb tit. Why don't you start speaking English?
We all speak in English.
I speak better English than you.
No, you don't. You just speak American.
Call him the posh twat and see what he says, Lou.
Oh, you're what? A posh twat.
What?
And you're a scary spice twat. All the fucking Spice Girls.
Oh, you love the Spice Girls.
I would love to fuck the Spice Girls. There's a difference.
But you'll never get that wish.
Hey, you never know. I got a bottle of pills. And I'm very, very
you're
determined.
You're going to get the Rohypnol.
Rohypnol, fuck it. I got nothing. I fucking crashed and burned just now. Hold on, I gotta go kill myself now. Oh, fuck. Shit.
Get rid of Jay on here, I wanna cuff him.
He's doing, they're doing auditions now for new shows. You could call him up and audition.
Speaking of which, there's someone on Facebook that hit me up wanting to do a show with us. That they auditioned with them, and they liked him, but, you know, when I told them and I showed them the articles about them, their practices, he's like, I don't want to be associated with them.
Can't say I blame him.
Yeah. So here it is. He's like, I saw your post alluding to informed fundraising activities, and to be honest, I thought they were a bunch of kids. I've also followed your coverage of Lou Gronkowski and We Are Change. This is very serious business. I think there is more at work here than just corruption, and I'd like to be affiliated with honest professionals. I appreciate getting hooked up with your crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott Perania.
We think, have open slots. No pun intended.
Yeah, right. Sure, Jabba. Sure.
Yeah, he does a website called thepopulist.net. I don't know if you heard of him.
Nope. I was just, I basically was, I've had to go around and sort of tell people what happened because of the whole, like, Gaza thing. Well, basically, when Donna and Kurt decided to wipe out the site, there was, like, a lot of people starting to post our articles up and stuff like that on the, Ken O'Keefe story and all that. And so I've just now started to go around and, like, tell people where we're at now. But yeah, they showed what they were made of, and they showed what their motivation was really all about.
Yeah, let me give you. We're doing like fucking business right now. Yeah, no, you know, this is a loose show. We are looking for shows. We're looking for kick-ass shows, shows that aren't afraid. I mean, we want shows that are not gonna sound like fucking Alex Jones. We want shows with fucking show hosts that got balls, that are even if they don't use curse words, even if they want to be remain clean, at least fucking be kick-ass. You know, at least fucking have like strong convictions and at least be different, you know?
Who is Alex Jones?
Fuck Alex Jones. And we're allowed to say fuck Alex Jones now.
Yeah.
Fuck RFJ.
Him too.
What the fuck do they need an $8,000 money bomb for? Seriously, will somebody answer me that? Like, why are they building their network out of gold, Jew gold? What the fuck is going on? Are they buying some gold from FedEx?
Rev J, pedophile.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have proof on that yet.
I'm sure he's been kiddie-fitting.
Yeah, someone needs to punch Sam in her bippy.
I will. Kick her.
Alright, well. Oh, really? The cunt?
Yeah, kick her in the cunt.
Yes.
Did I share with you Gabe's most recent rant about us?
What did that douche nozzle say?
Well, amongst other things, you know, I kind of just did a speed read through it because it's all gibberish like everything else he writes.
The boy is insane. He's not mentally up there. I don't understand how anyone could take him seriously. You look at his videos, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with him? It's like you can tell the boy is gone. He's like what, seriously, what? It's like, what's your fucking deal, mate?
Here, let me read one little segment of this. Driving Donna to hurt herself will always be your greatest work. I think she realizes how stupid that shit is, thanks to you, so I'm grateful. I should have helped her understand how cons work in the face of real activists before I started clearly demonstrating what real activists do, which I don't see any real activism from you other than not having the conflict resolution skills to work things out with a team, so you failed.
Jabba, you're a bad man because you caused someone to fake suicide.
Yeah, well, not to mention the conflict resolution skills. I think if you'll go through the chat that I posted up there, you'll see quite clearly that I was trying to resolve the conflict and that they decided to pretty much tell us all to go get fucked.
Now, there you go. But, you know.
But I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad. Well, man, I'm the bad guy, too.
You still ain't got sued yet, have
and
you?
No, not yet. Not yet, but really.
The 1 hour suicide thing? Come on, man. Like, seriously, you try to commit suicide and you're released from the hospital in an hour? Oh, come on, man. That just does not happen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put out this warning and hopefully one of them are listening. You know those rumors that are going around about me? Just think of it like this. They might be real. And, you know, I'm not afraid to do a lot of things that most other truthers will kind of wince away from. So, don't fuck with me.
I will.
That goes double for Donna and Kurt. You guys want to take me down? I will do whatever it fucking takes to defend myself and then take you down. So it's just a nice thing. I haven't put up nothing on my website about you, Kurt, or Donna. I haven't been attacking you. You want to attack me? You want to join the other retards? You want to consolidate with other retards? It'll just make my job that much easier to destroy you and make sure no one fucking takes you seriously ever again. And in fact, you know what? Now we know why Serino Gonzalez is cheating on your ass in jail.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oof.
Damn.
Oof. Oof. Yeah, his new wife, his name is Tyrone. And apparently he has a tighter cunt than you do, Donna. So,
Oh. Ow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll go there. I'll go there, and I'll go even worse, Donna. Just don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. And you know what? By extension, don't fuck with none of us here at this network. You wanted to fuck around? You wanted to fake taking pills at people? Kurt, you wanted to fucking be a dick to people, telling people what they can and can't say? You know what? Best thing for you to do is shut the fuck up. Go back to Blog Talk Radio, pay your $40 a month, and fuck off. That's it. You're done. How many fucking networks you been on? You got kicked off. Now we know why. You're fucking cunts. And then you try to beg Rev J for a show, and he's like, no. How the fuck does that feel? You're trying to rat other people out, trying to say something about people, and Rev J, seriously. I mean, I know you're listening. That goes double for you. Don't fuck with us, cause you know what? This network, they have me. They have me, and you know what? I see Pat in the chat room. They got Pat too. Oh, wait, he's not here anymore. But anyway, they got Pat, too. You pissed off Pat with the whole veteran shit. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, Pat is extremely... And that's what I say. It's not going to be hard for me if I decide to, which, you know, I'm still sort of thinking about it. I'd really rather move on to bigger fish, but, you know...
No, don't worry. Don't worry. Me and Pat did something,
Well, that's the thing is, you know, they keep saying find a contributor that has a problem with it. And based on the fact that they advertised on that veteran Facebook, I'm sure I could probably find a few that would be like, okay, wait a minute, this was actually for that couple and not for, you know, veterans or whatever. So I don't know.
And you would think all the fucking trouble we're giving them, they would have produced a fucking family by now.
Well, we know that it's... I mean, like, okay, I can't say 100% because I haven't seen where the money went, but we know a couple things. We know that they collected money for Ziggy, which they've not returned to contributors, which they've not given to Ziggy, which right there is, if you ask me, that's fraud. Two... We know that four separate people from that network came to us and said, that's them that's collecting the money. So, I mean, you know, who do I believe at that point? Do I believe people that have been, you know, proven to be liars, or do I believe the people who are coming to me and saying that they're, you know, lying about this money?
You know, by biblical law, if three people say the same thing, it makes it fact.
Yeah.
So how many people you got? Four?
Four.
That's fact. That's fact and three quarters? And one third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the hosts knew. All the hosts knew. And that was the thing with Truth War when he came over here. He was defending himself, not just them. You know, he's implicated in this as well, knowing that it's them.
Yeah. Well, oh well. You know, Truth War, I mean, he's in Canada, so he's, like, fairly safe. I mean, whether the law is there, you know, is Canada going to enforce U.S. law when it comes to that? No.
They do when it comes to pot, though. Just ask Mark Emery.
Yeah, well, for, you know what? Fuck Mark Emery at this moment, because you know what? The man is like, what, 53 with a 26-year-old wife? You know, I'm not sure. Fuck him. Fuck him. Freaking, have you seen Jody Emery in a fucking bikini? Shit. Let that nigga stay in jail for a couple more years. In fact, tack on 10 for being a fucking twat.
I've thought of the same thing, Tweak. I have. thought about the same sort of chip in for myself. It would be a lot more honest. You know, the fuck it, who needs to lie, I need to get high chip in.
Yeah, but that'd be so unethical, and then you know.
Not if people willingly contributed to it. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you were like, I'm going to spend this money on narcotics.
Oh, shit, I guess we're, what, no exit music?
Retake the state, then I'm...
I guess no exit music. All right, goodbye, everybody. Shit.
Season medicate. Yeah.
Fuck, man. The natural herb.